ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So today we continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. It's the fourth canto, chapter 31, text 16. Narada instructs the preacher. Etat padam taj jagad atmana param sakrid vibhatam savitur yata prabha yata savo jagrati supta shaktayo dravya kriya jnana vidha pramatyaya etat padam tad jagat atmana param sakrid vibhatam savitur yata prabha yata savo jagrati supta shaktayo dravya kriya jnana vidha pramatyaya etat padam tad jagat atmana param sakrid vibhatam savitur yata prabha yata savo jagrati supta shaktayo dravya kriya jnana vidha pramatyaya etat padam tad jagat atmana param sakrid vibhatam savitur yata prabha yata savo jagrati supta shaktayo dravya kriya jnana vidha pramatyaya tat padam tad jagat atmana param sakrid vibhatam savatur yata prava tasavo jagati supta saktayo rabhya kriya jnana vidha brahmatyaya etat padam tad jagat atmana param sakrid vibhatam savatur yata prabha yata savo jagrati supta shaktayo dravya kriya jnana vidha pramatyaya tat padam tad jagat atmana param sakrit vibhittum savit prabha yata savo jagrati supta shaktayo tavya kriya jnana vidha brahmatyaya etat padam tad jagat atmana param sakrit vibhittum savitur yata prabha yata sakrit supta saktayo
ladies
tad jagat atmana param sakrit vibhatum savatur yata prabha yata savo jagrati supta saktayo dhavyakriya jnana vidha paramatyaya Etat, this cosmic manifestation. Padam, place of habitation. Tat, that. Jagat Atmana, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Param, transcendental. Sakrit, sometimes. Vibhatam, manifested. Savitu, of the sun. Yata, as. Prabha, sunshine. Yata, as. Asava, jagrati, become manifest. Sapta, inactive. Shaktaya, energies. Dravya, physical elements. Kriya, activities. Jnana, knowledge. Bidabharam, that's Bidabrahma, differences from misunderstanding. Atyaya, passing away. Translation. Just as the sunshine is non-different from the sun, the cosmic manifestation is also different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality is therefore all-pervasive within this material creation. When the senses are active, they appear to be part and parcel of the body. But when the body is asleep, their activities are unmanifest. Similarly, the whole cosmic creation appears different and yet non-different from the Supreme Person. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. This confirms the philosophy of Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva, simultaneously one and different, propounded by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is simultaneously different and non-different from this cosmic manifestation. In a previous verse, it has been explained that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, like the root of a tree, is the original cause of everything. It was also explained how the Supreme Personality of Godhead is all-pervasive. He is present within everything in this material manifestation. Since the energy of the Supreme Lord is non-different from Him, this material cosmic manifestation is also non-different from Him, although it appears different. The sunshine is not different from the sun itself, but it is simultaneously also different. One may be in the sunshine, but he is not on the sun itself. Those who live in the material world are living on the bodily rays of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but they cannot see him personally in the material condition. In this verse, the word padam indicates the place where the Supreme Personality of Godhead resides. As confirmed in Isopanishad, Ishyavasharvam, the proprietor of a house may live in one room of the house, but the entire house belongs to him. A king may live in one room in Buckingham Palace, but the entire palace is considered his property. It is not necessary for the king to live in every room of that palace for it to be his. He may be physically absent from the rooms, but still the entire palace is understood to be his royal domicile. The sunshine is light, the sun globe itself is light, and the sun god is also light. However, the sunshine is not identical with the sun god, Vivishvan. This is the meaning of simultaneously one and different, Achintya Beda Beda Tattva. All the planets rest on the sunshine, and because of the heat of the sun, they all revolve in their orbits. On each and every planet, the trees and plants grow and change colors due to the sunshine. Being the rays of the sunshine is not different from the sun. Similarly, all the planets resting on the sunshine are not different from the sun. The entire material world is completely dependent on the sun, being produced by the sun, and the cause, the sun, is inherent in the effects. Similarly, Krishna is the cause of all causes, and the effects are permeated by the original cause. The entire cosmic manifestation should be understood as the expanded energy of the Supreme Lord. When one sleeps, the senses are inactive. But this does not mean that the senses are absent. When one is awakened, the senses become active again. Similarly, this cosmic creation is sometimes manifest and sometimes unmanifest, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, Bhutva Bhutva Praliyate. When the cosmic manifestation is dissolved, it is in a kind of sleeping condition, an inactive state. Whether the cosmic manifestation is active or inactive, the energy of the Supreme Lord is always existing. Thus the words appearance and disappearance apply only to the cosmic manifestation. The translation again. Just as the sunshine is non-different from the sun, the cosmic manifestation is also non-different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality is therefore all-pervasive within the material creation. When the senses are active, they appear to be part and parcel of the body. But when the body is asleep, their activities are unmanifest. Similarly, the whole cosmic creation appears different and yet non-different from the Supreme Person. Om Agnati Madandasya Gnanjana Salakaya Chakshul and Militam Jaina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bistaina Bhutale Svaya Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapatandikam Panchakopa Turu Vistra Kripa Sindubya Evacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adwaita Gadadhar Sivasiri Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. So everyone understands all of this? So I'd like to say it's very nice to be back here to Braj, to Vrindavan and Govardhan after being away for 16 months. And it's also very remarkable to go, when you go away for what, really just over a year, it's not a very long time. Although when you're away, it's a very long time. We were always thinking, when will we get back to Govardhan? When will we get back to Vrindavan? When will we get home? But to come back home and see so many things that have happened in this very short time, in a year, and this is, I talked to Boo this morning, my godbrother Bhubaneshwar. He invited me to his place, and I said, so I'm giving class. I always ask him when I'm giving class, what should I talk about? And he said to me, well, you're just going to talk about Srila Prabhupada, so, you know, don't worry about it. But, and this verse actually in the purport very much made me think about Srila Prabhupada in so many ways. The first way, when we talk about, and Prabhupada uses this analogy hundreds and hundreds of times, about the sun god, the sun planet, and the sunshine. And I was thinking, well, how does Srila Prabhupada, how can I fit Srila Prabhupada into this analogy. And I'm thinking, we have this ISKCON society, huh? So, as Prabhupada said, ISKCON is the limbs of his body. His disciples, he said, actually were the limbs of his body. And he said, ISKCON was none different from himself. So in this way, we can see this society that we're part of, this ISKCON society. It's nothing but Srila Prabhupada. It's all Srila Prabhupada's energy. And all of us can understand that. If we were around when Srila Prabhupada was here, it was very, very easy to understand that everything that was happening was emanating from Srila. He was the source of everything. I was looking at the other verses. Prabhupada, he talked about in the previous verses, and it was talking about, as in this verse, all the planets spinning in their orbit. And when I traveled with Srila Prabhupada, I understood this principle, this very same principle that Srila Prabhupada was doing as he was traveling around. Huh? He was the sun that illuminated all of the temples everywhere he went, and all of his disciples, huh? His sunshine, Prabhupada's disciples. We're supposed to become like Srila Prabhupada. He says non-different. Huh? The sunshine and the sun are non-different. Chintya Beta Beta Tattva. There's difference, but there's not difference. And with Srila Prabhupada, as much as we glorify him, hopefully everyone's glorifying Srila Prabhupada, that's a very nice standard, very nice position, always to be glorifying him. But he also wanted that we became like him. He wanted us to be like sunshine. Not that we just, Prabhupada is so wonderful, Prabhupada is pure, did all these things. He wanted to see his followers. He wanted to see his disciples. And this was always what he said to his leaders. Now, Prabhupada's leaders, he would often group together. He would say that he didn't make lots of distinctions. He said whether one was a sannyasi, the GBC, the temple president. He said, you are my leaders. He said, and you have to exhibit what I'm exhibiting. You have to do what I'm doing and see that others are doing what I'm doing. You know, this was the role of leadership. So, of course, Srila Prabhupada always is our leader. And he's always present in the society. And just as it mentions here in the end of the purport, when one sleeps, the senses are inactive. So what is that sleeping for us? Prabhupada's presence, we understand as his followers, if one's following his instructions, then he's awake. If he's not following his instructions, then we're in a sleeping state. We're not able to accomplish anything. And what I see here in coming to Vrindavan after just a year is how many wonderful things have happened in a short time. I've been coming here for some years now. I lived here for a few years, a couple of years ago. And so for the last 5 years, I've seen so much happen in this center. So many things happen in this Vrindavan temple, which has been very wonderful. And of course, we have to say, we have our temple president here, Panchagoda Prabhu, who I think does an amazing service in a very difficult place, in a very difficult position to be in. And him with his so many people who are assisting him, Sanak Sanatan Prabhu, they're doing so many wonderful things in this temple. When I come to this temple, I feel Sri's presence because things are happening. This was Prabhupada's mood. It wasn't sitting down, although we do that as well. We want to have that taste for chanting. But I remember being with Prabhupada back in 1972 and traveling with him in those years for a few years. And he would often say, when his disciples, they would come into his room and they would talk about you know, we can do this, or we can put on this festival, or we should buy this property, and so many things. And Prabhupada always had two words, he would say, or three words. And it was long before Nike. Here you say Nike. Nike. In the U.S. we say Nike. So way before Nike had their commercial, just do it. You know, Nike, this was Nike commercial, Nike commercial, just do it. Well, this was a mantra. Srila Prabhupada had very many mantras. And one of his mantras, when the disciple would sit and talk about doing, and he would say, just do it. That was it. He would immediately give the sanction. You go for it. You have your enthusiasm. Go do something. Do something for me. He would say, do something for Krishna. And do something wonderful for Krishna. This was always Srila Prabhupada's mood. Huh? And this is what ISKCON society is about. Doing something for Krishna. Huh? This is the action. So talking about these planets spinning around. When Prabhupada was physically present here, this is what he did. He traveled, we all know, say so many times, he traveled around the world 14 times in 11 years. And what did he do when he was traveling? He went from one center, all these centers he created, all these little planets. Prabhupada had all these little planets. So he would, like the planets, like we say, the child, here they still have in India, you have the little wooden tops, you know, the things, you put the string around and phew, and it spins, 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 spins. And this is what Srila Prabhupada always made sure. While he was here, he kept those planets, he kept his temple spinning, very nice, very stable, not so wobbling. He wouldn't let them wobble and fall over. And his disciples as well. He kept everyone spinning. And he did it, of course, by his own determination, his purity, and of course, through his books. Being with Srila Prabhupada, I saw more and more that everything that he did within the society and creating this society, it all came from instructions from his spiritual master. He never acted independently. Whatever he was doing, he was thinking of his Guru Maharaj, the instructions he received from him, and how to carry out those instructions. So this, if one does that, you can accomplish so much. And that's what I see here, just in coming here to this temple. Before coming here, we were in New Dwarka for 28 days. It was supposed to be 3 days, but getting a visa to India has become more difficult. They have an agency. You know, they had an agency for some time, but they have a new agency, a subcontractor. Very slow. So just to get a tourist visa, it took 28 days. But that 28 days also became very wonderful because I was in New Dwarka. We got to stay there with devotees for a month and do programs there. We were there for Govardhan Puja. We were there for Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day. New Dwarka, of course, was the world headquarters back in the 70s. Back in the early and mid-70s, that was the world headquarters. So it was a very special place where Prabhupada stayed and spent a lot of time teaching what to do, how to have this ISKCON society, how it should be run, how things should be kept. Prabhupada had a standards. Everywhere he went, Prabhupada had standards. And those standards, they didn't change from one place to the next, from one period of time to the next. Prabhupada established deity worship in a certain way, the programs, of course, in the temple. As he always said, this program, chanting 16 rounds, following the regulative principles, Bhagavatam, everyone going to class in the morning, and prasadam, everything. He filled our days. As he said, he talks about sleep here. He said, when one sleeps, Prabhupada didn't like sleeping. He didn't like to sleep, and he would say it. I had you know, that fortune again to be with Srila Prabhupada 24 hours a day. So I saw his habits, when he would lie down, when he would take rest, when he would rise. And sometimes he was, you know, devotee, pure devotee, is all he wants to do is serve Krishna. And he doesn't see sleeping condition as being service. We could see his sleeping condition. When Prabhupada slept, I saw he was doing service. He was fully conscious. And when I was awake, I was completely asleep, you know, because I wasn't accomplishing anything. So it's a question of consciousness. So Prabhupada's consciousness was always, he was always with Krishna. So he was always awake. But still, he wanted to do so much in spreading his sunshine, spreading his ISKCON society, which we just get spread. I see it growing, growing, growing all of the time. In Srila Prabhupada's quarters, last year I could go sit down, chant japa in his room in the morning. This year there's nowhere to sit, you know. I mean, they'll make a spot for you, they see you come in. But it's crowded. Every room is crowded with his followers chanting Hare Krishna, sitting in front of him, feeling Srila Prabhupada's presence. You can feel it special in these places, in Los Angeles, in his rooms. You feel Srila Prabhupada. So many things were accomplished while we were in L.A. that we didn't know were going to happen. As we say, you know, Krishna has his plans, we have our plans, and fortunately, his plans, they trump our plans, you know, if we just surrender and submit to whatever Krishna wants. So after wanting to be here for the very first day of Kartik, I arrived here in Vrindavan for the very last day of Kartik. But that was okay because Krishna had a wonderful plan. We were there in New Dwarka. My wife got to visit her grandmother, Armenian grandmother. And we were going back and forth, driving, visiting a few days a week. It was almost an hour ride each way. And then we said, tomorrow we can't come. We're going to a special festival in the temple. And she said, my husband, Shrutakirti, he's going to be speaking there. It's our his spiritual master's disappearance day. So we have a lot to do. And she said, bring me with you. So she got to go to the temple. She got to be in Srila Prabhupada's rooms for the artik. We had artik at 7 p.m. And then this beautiful murti of Srila Prabhupada in the room in New Dwarka where he sat. So many months, Srila Prabhupada sat there doing his dictation, responding to letters, speaking with the devotees. So he was sitting behind his desk and he had it in his hand and it was cold. He had his hat on, you know, he had his little cap on. And we took some pictures of Srila Prabhupada and we took pictures of her by Prabhupada, and she said, are you sure it's okay? She said, he won't mind. And we said, no, it's okay. She said, but he's working. So she saw Srila Prabhupada sitting there, alive. She said, well, he's there. He's there. And we said, yes, he's there. She said, but he's working. I said, no, but it's okay. He said, but he is alive, and he is there, but it's okay. He's there in a different form. So she was completely absorbed in seeing Srila Prabhupada there, as we all were. So Srila Prabhupada, of course, that same Veda Tattva is there. Srila Prabhupada's presence especially are in these places. It's so nice. I see the sign out front when I see it, and it's Srila Prabhupada's home. Some years ago I was here, it was about 8 years ago, and it said Srila Prabhupada Museum, and it had hours. It said the Srila Prabhupada Museum. And I asked, I said, where is this museum for Srila Prabhupada? Because I just knew his quarters, his home, his rooms, you know. I said, where's the museum? And they said, well, this is the museum. I said, no, this is not a museum. I said, this is Prabhupada's home. Prabhupada hasn't gone and left. Not that he's died. That's what a museum is, right? You go in a museum and you see a bunch of, you know, dead animals and, you know, things from the past. But there's no past here. It's the present. Srila Prabhupada's here in this society. You're all part of Srila Prabhupada's sun, his sunshine. You're all radiating Srila Prabhupada's presence. This is how he lives on in his words. So who carries his words? Just in these books, if they're closed, what are the books doing? If they're sitting on a shelf, nothing's happening. They have to be carried by personalities, by his followers, by his disciples, his grand disciples. They're bringing Srila Prabhupada. They keep Srila Prabhupada alive in this society. This is ISKCON. And this is what I see here in this temple every time I come. It's just expanding. And I think Srila Prabhupada, not to say Srila Prabhupada would be so happy, Srila Prabhupada is so happy to see what goes on in his centers. He's very happy to see what's going on here in this ISKCON Vrindavan. Huh? When I was with Prabhupada in Caracas, as he was traveling around, keeping all those tops spinning, I remember one class Prabhupada gave. This was his one and only trip. He went to Caracas, Venezuela, and Mexico City, where he is. So he stayed 1 week in Caracas, Venezuela. Of course, that's South America. And just like everywhere, culture is here in North America, USA, there's a certain kind of culture. South America, Venezuela, there's also a certain kind of culture. They were very, I found them very, very excited. You know, I would say if you saw three of them talking together, you thought they were planning a revolution because there was so much animation in their speaking and getting louder, louder. But they were just speaking. But anyway, Prabhupada gave a lecture, and after the lecture, there was one discontent person who was living outside of the temple. So this is 1975. So already we had people who were on the outside not liking what was going on in the temple. There's so much Maya, you know, in the temple. And after the class, it was a female, and she said, Srila Prabhupada, this temple, all the devotees, they're in Maya. Said the Prabhupada, you know. She was very disturbed. She was very Krishna conscious, and she could see it. They were all, in, you know, she said, so many of these devotees, particularly the leadership, they're in Maya. And Prabhupada looked, and then he said, you show me the place, he said, where there's no Maya, and I'll go there. All the devotees laughed and laughed and laughed. And then Prabhupada said, he said, I see all the devotees in this temple very sincerely serving Krishna. That's what he saw. He said, I see that everyone is sincerely serving. This is the vision of a devotee, you know. And now we just say, oh, that's Srila Prabhupada's pure devotee. But what about us? Do we rise to that level? Or do we want to stay on this platform? This person's a nonsense. This one, they weren't at Mangalartik this morning. This one eats too much prasadam. This one's talking in the corner over there. What do we want to do? Prabhupada saw all these people. And obviously, we're all just neophyte devotees. I'm sure there were things going on, as there always are. But Prabhupada just saw people serving Krishna very sincerely. And then he said, you see they're in Maya because you're in Maya. And that's the essence of a devotee. Devotee sees everyone serving Krishna very nicely. That's why it was so wonderful to be with Srila Prabhupada, because I knew I was in Maya all the time. I had that much realization I had. You know, I consider that, you know, in the 12-step program, that's the first step, right? In the West, they have Alcoholics Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous, Sex Addict Anonymous, Overeating Anonymous. Everyone's has an addiction to something, so they've got them all. So many categories of. So, the first step in curing, and it's a very good program. It helps many people. You know. The first step is to realize you have a problem. So when I in my Krishna conscious endeavors over many, many years, I've always known I have problems. I have problems in Krishna consciousness. So, of course, that's a bad thing because we don't want to have problems. But at least I know I have problems. And when I was with Srila Prabhupada, I understood that I have problems. And because of that, I have a tendency not to judge others because I figure, well, if I could just come to their level, there'd be some improvement there. Just like when I see, you know, I see the temple president here. This amazing service. I ran over here for the last couple of days just to see him before he went back to the West for a couple of months. And just seeing what he does all day, just seeing what devotees do, how they serve Krishna, it amazes me to see that they take such responsibility. You know, they so much to serve Srila Prabhupada. And being with Srila Prabhupada, I saw how much he appreciated the service that his followers, his disciples did. And that's always what he focused on, their service. He didn't say to this person, oh, well, you can come to my room after class and we can discuss what's going on. You can explain to me, you know, what different individuals are doing, what their maya is and all this, and then we can try to work something out. What did he say? Very in front of everyone. But what does that do? It encourages you in your Krishna consciousness. Huh? It encourages you to do something. How encouraged do you get when people start telling you what you're doing wrong all the time? You know, you're doing something, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. You know, but when you find that one little thing that's going nicely and you encourage, you know, Prabhupada was very expert fanning our flame, our little flame of Krishna consciousness. He would fan it just enough. You know, you fan too much, you can put it out. And if you don't fan enough, you can also put it out. So Prabhupada was always giving so much energy. In 26 Second Avenue, where it all began in the West, 26 Second Avenue, the first temple, Matchless Gifts. I was there, this was just like 15 years, ago, so when is it? It was like, 1995 or so. And it was a festival, Rath Yatra had happened the day before, and then it was Sunday, and they were having Prabhupada Katha at 26 Second Avenue, where it all began. So many of my God brothers, God sisters were speaking for a few minutes, and then I spoke for a few minutes. And after I spoke, one of the grand disciples of Srila Prabhupada, he said to me, did Srila Prabhupada treat anyone special? And he had his spiritual master, one of my godbrothers, sannyasi godbrothers, who was definitely, many would say, he was treated special by Srila Prabhupada. So it was what we call a loaded question. You know, he wanted to hear a certain response. And I was never asked that question before, and I would never ask it again. So he said, did he treat anyone special? And I thought, and spending so much time with Srila Prabhupada, I thought, well, who did he treat special? And then I just said, yes. I said, everyone. Because he did. This is what a devotee does. Here's everyone. Doesn't discourage. Because he sees, what do we have here? Everyone here, you're in Vrindavan. Just to get here. So all I did was worry for a month. Am I going to get to Vrindavan? Is Radharani going to let me back? Maybe I'm not going to get in. You know, maybe, you know, buying a ticket doesn't get you here. You can get a first class $10,000, you know, lie down seat on a plane, but it doesn't get you into Vrindavan. You can only get into Vrindavan by the mercy of the devotees, by Srimati Radharani's mercy. You come here. So I thought, maybe I'm not going to get here. But I saw with Srila Prabhupada, he treated everyone so special. And I see that mercy here in Vrindavan as well. I see Srimati Radharani and I think so much mercy just keeps allowing me to come back. Even I go away and we think and have to get back to Vrindavan, want to get back to Vrindavan. Then while you're here, of course, so many things, eh? Well, you have to pass through India to get to Vrindavan. That's sometimes a little difficult. That part creates a lot of disturbance. But then you get to your little safe zone. That was Srila Prabhupada. He was like the safety zone, you know. Just like Sita, you know, she had that zone around her. You felt like that, right? Lakshmi Moni, when you were with Prabhupada, you were in this bubble. Like nothing could hurt you. But you have to stay in that, don't leave that bubble, you know. So it's still there. Prabhupada's here, right there. And he's with all of you, his followers. You're only here because he permits you to be here. This is his society. This is his sun. This is the sun globe. It's all Prabhupada's, his residence. Whether he's here, here, here. Everything belongs to him. Everything in this society, it's his. And if you serve him, if you serve his society, then you're with him. You follow his instructions, you're with him. And if you don't, hopefully he'll drag you back somehow or other, which he does that as well. He said that once he takes you, he doesn't let you go. He said Krishna won't let you go, but that means Prabhupada won't let you go. Whatever he has to do to bring you back, if you don't come back easily, then it can be a struggle. Sometimes you can go through some pain and suffering. And it can take time. But that's not our business to see how much time it's taking for different individuals to do something. Our business is to encourage one another. How nicely someone's serving Srila Prabhupada, then everything will be successful. And I see that. I see these devotees here serving so nicely. That's all I see. Everyone's doing so much service here. I become a little envious. You get to do all this wonderful service. Huh? The transcendental competition Prabhupada talks about. Huh? But we'd be pleased to see the service that others are doing. So I'm just here today going back to Govardhan. Govardhan has also given me shelter there. I see that. It's all faith. You know, we develop this faith. You can see Krishna manipulating everything, pulling the strings. And if you accept it, you surrender to that, life is very wonderful. You just surrender to what Krishna does. So we're headed back to Govardhan. And so while I'm here just this few days and today, I just want to express my appreciation to everyone that helps make this such a wonderful place. As Los Angeles was the world headquarters, this will always be the world headquarters in our ISTI. And so many thousands and thousands of people come. And they're all beginning when they step through that door. They're starting their process. Maybe some have started and some are beginning their process in Krishna consciousness. And that's enough. If they don't do anything else in this lifetime, it can take a long time to become Krishna conscious. When asked, I always remember that. That was Guru Kripa said, you know, Ajamil, yeah, it's 60 years, 80 years. He was in Maya. He said to Prabhupada, you know, for 80 years, he was in Maya, he was gone, he was away. And Prabhupada said, what's 80 years? You know, we've spent 8 million lifetimes, huh? Wandering around. So the point is, it's not our business to see this, what this person is doing, what this person. Our business is to look inside. What am I doing for Srila Prabhupada? How have I helped spread his sunshine around this planet? Huh? To how have I helped to get rid of this darkness in Kali Yuga? And if we do that, we can be an instrument in the hands of the spiritual master. So it's almost time to finish. have a few minutes. Anyone has any questions or comments? Hare Krishna. We have a microphone here.
Prashila Prabhupada, I've been here for about a month, and all of a sudden I had a realization seeing all the devotees coming out of the Prasadam hall. I said, look at that. We come to Prabhupada's lotus feet and we don't even have to worry about the Prasadam, where the Prasadam is going to come. Just go and have the hot Prasadam every day and just enjoy the Kirtan so nicely, and Aarti, and beautiful Radha Shyam Sundar, Krishna Balaram, and Nitai Gaur Sundar. What else we can have in the life? Just be here and enjoy yourself in Prabhupada's lotus feet.
Jai. What is the difficulty? Yes, this Prasadam Krishna Hall. When I was here last year, we had a Balaram Hall was there. Now we have Krishna Hall. Krishna Hall, of course, is bigger than Balaram. But all just to serve the devotees. And this was also very important for Srila Prabhupada. He wanted that devotees were taken care of very, very nicely in all of his centers. But when they came to Vrindavan, he wanted to see that they were comfortable. It was one of his main concerns. I could go on and on, but there's no time. But yes, he's given everything. He said, what is the difficulty? We chant, we dance, we take prasadam. Such a wonderful process. And if you distribute that process to others, you'll never be without anything. Krishna will take care of everything. It's practical. Anyone else? No. Everyone wants to take prasadam. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.